I just thought that I would have met Tom Hanks by now. Not real Tom Hanks, the beloved actor. After all, he's married to Rita Wilson, and I'm not the sort of monster who would want to break up what is perhaps Hollywood's one truly perfect union. And anyway, I'm 27, so he's a little bit old for me. No offense if you're reading this, Tom. The Tom Hanks I thought I'd meet is the Tom Hanks of romantic comedies. The Tom Hanks who starred in Nora Ephron films. The one who wrote about the bouquets of sharpened pencils, or told call-in radio show hosts how much he missed his wife. The one who lived on an unbelievably luxurious houseboat, or called Meg Ryan shop girl. The man with the heart of gold. The one I was meant to be with, even if we lived on opposite coasts or owned competing bookstores. I should have run into him by now. While I'm carrying a large, unwieldy stack of books, and he's hurrying to some important business meeting, or maybe I should have tripped over my own feet and fallen right into his arms. Note to self, start wearing more impractical footwear. Or maybe I should have bumped into him while Christmas shopping, when both of us spotted the very last fancy scarf and we each desperately needed to buy it for our own fancy scarf-wearing relatives. And we would fight and get angry and hurl insults that neither of us really meant, but that underlying passion would translate into some fantastic flirty banter, and then the scarf would get written into our wedding vows, in a hilarious yet touching surprise that wouldn't leave a dry eye in the house. Not that I've spent a lot of time thinking about this or anything,